Come on out here, Rhonda. Dorothy was a waitress on a promenade. She worked a night shift. Dishwater blonde, tall and fine. She made a lot of tips. Oh, yes, I. Earlier, I've been talking stuff in a violent room. Finding when the lovers pass. I needed someone with a quicker with the mind. Dorothy was fast. Yeah, yeah. I ordered. Yeah, let me get a fruit cocktail and a pizza. Dorothy laughed. She said, sound like a real man to me. Kinda cute. You wanna take a bath? Do you wanna bath? I said, cool. I'm leaving my pants off. Someone sound like a real man to me. Mind if I turn on the radio? G. My favorite song, she said, and it was Joni Sing. Love again, she said, woo, never scarlet. Can't be as cute as you. Lord Parker was cool.
Sisters and brothers, that what they have not, that which they possess. As with all those whose process of thought is a process of listening, hearkening, following the questions that come from it, we're left with riches so deep, it almost seems they can never be plumbed. And that was a little snippet of Shakespeare. Prior to last week's discussion of the pillorying of Louis C.K., or the massive surveillance and infiltration of the comedy business, and of course we know of Hollywood as a whole, the arts world as a whole, by the global statesman, our discussions of body honesty, or listening to one's body, had been about facing the fear that we can't survive materially if we put what our bodies say first. And in them we explored the concept of to hearken as a means for perceiving our counter-authority to the state, infinity, God, or love. And therefore for reconnecting with our true power, our true selves, discussions which necessarily intersect with what Alice Miller has to teach us on the importance of expressing suppressed thoughts and emotions, and of putting the process of doing that before all else. And I have to say, once you wake up, you find it absolutely remarkable. We have to discover something so obvious that what we are is living things. And what we need to honor our natural being is more important than the state. I mean, that shows the depths of our conditioning. I say that too much, but it's never stops amazing me. Let's recall what Alice Miller taught us, that expressing rage, speaking it through art, through a creative process that manifests it, shows it to the world. Consciously is how we don't act on it. We don't act it out, as the Plato's tribesmen do, in sadistic behavior that shows us, speaks the rage unconsciously. Listening to one's body is a thought process. The mind is engaged. In listening to what the body says, we are making it conscious, internalizing it, integrating it consciously. The point of hearkening is for our behavior to become conscious so we don't act it out. One question we follow today is what this means for our libido, for expressing our sexual energy, because this issue is one they're attempting to use against Prince, pushing forward the notion that his music fuels, even if unintentionally, disrespect of women. To talk about the issue of the abuse of power authentically is to talk about hidden power first and foremost, which includes our internalization of it. Force, coercion, control, always the dinosaur in the room in power-sanctioned conversations about abusing our power, how it has taught us this suppressed discussion by mama and papa. And as our triumvirate said, it ain't about assigning blame. It's about understanding and choosing a new way. Here's an example of this intentional selective sight. Quote, men, and this is from a New York Times article of November 20th, 2017, called This is a Problem Men Must Solve by Charles M. Blow. Quote, men have to re-examine our toxic, privileged, encroaching masculinity itself. And yes, that also means on some level, reimagining the rules of attraction. We have to focus on recognizing an imbalance of power during sexual dynamics so that men better understand the implicit no, even when women don't feel empowered to articulate a no. Women are not responsible for men's bad behavior. The idea that horny men can't control themselves is a lie. This kind of bulldozer, pelvis first mentality is the foundation of the more aggressive, more intrusive behavior. And until we recognize that, we will count on the courts, i.e. the state, to correct something that our culture should correct. Unquote. Power papers our minds with the same circular lines every generation. Reading these antique beliefs makes me feel like I'm stuck in a time warp. Power keeps recycling the same issues and arguments whenever we start saying too much and too often, love is the answer. Then suddenly, patriotism is forced up, right? We're told to unite despite all our myriad divisions, which of course we need the state to negotiate because we must remain forever children. Not this time. Prince is up that Lady Liberty drape and is exposing the state's true face. So here we go again. The man must learn to control himself. What? Your only motive still that orgasm? Your penis still after all these years? Doing all your thinking? Still enthralled to that terrible instinct? Still? No one's talking about force and coercion in child rearing and throughout our lives and throughout class ages, and isn't control the very virus itself? The man and woman is told to control his impulses, not celebrate them. Celebrate his love sexiness. But of course, then his whole self would have to be engaged in the project, or he wouldn't feel it, what Prince is talking about. So, what you think? Could it be power's place to lean on our souls? Maybe the problem is the difficulty regaining ownership, the gap from not having our whole selves. Not that Prince is the sole authority on the word he invented, or is the beginning and end of all possible techniques of it, but I suspect there's none better at relishing the tease, the flirtatious moment, the approach that is simultaneously a dance of intellects, a mental challenge. I wonder how many women were up to it. If any felt daunted, I know I would. Prince always asked, how do you want it? He didn't assume. And more than once, I heard him say, sex must be safe, as the point is melting, harmonizing. This is a man who don't like fighting and is very sensitive to energy. I know Mr. Blow knows that women also get that impulse horniness. It's just that he don't write like he knows. The real issue in sexual dynamics, as in establishing a global society, is harmonization. Harmonization is key to everything. Now, we can't all be masters of music, but we can work toward that end. And the good news is, this work is fun.
Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood.